Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
So, ATM, the party, Nuvio Zungula, have proposed a constitutional amendment. They're saying that naturalized citizens, so in other words, people that aren't born in South Africa but that eventually become citizens, those people should not be able to stand for office. Because you can't have people like that presiding over national matters. There is precedence for this. For example, in the US, you can't hold the highest office. So you can't be the president of the US unless you're born in the US. Mm-hmm. You can hold every other office, though.
Yeah.
So Arnold Schwarzenegger, his political aspirations went up to governor, and that's where it stopped because he couldn't go any further. Mm. What do you think of this?
I think it's tricky because if somebody has displayed, you know, a dedication, a love, a passion for South Africa, their people, to an extent that you've become one of those people, I don't see anything wrong with holding public office. Maybe not president, but any other public office, especially if you have displayed. Because I don't think you just get, well, in South Africa, it's possible to just get parachuted into a position. But normally, if you work your way up into a structure, whether it be in public office, on merit, it means you're good for the job and you can do it. And you identify and you hold a South African citizenship. I don't see why not if you've got the country's interest at heart and you've proven that.
Usually, Mpo, experience is a good thing. Mm-hmm. So if somebody comes with a wealth of knowledge from elsewhere and they're like, hey, we can apply it here, we usually welcome that, right? Mm-hmm. So why not in this case?
That's my big question. Because if I bring about something that the country might not have, a different perspective from where I come from, I think it can only be to the benefit of the country. But also, there is another perspective to what Sol is saying. If all I have known, let's say my parents move here when I'm a teenager, and at some or other point I become a naturalized citizen of the country, why is it that then I cannot serve the only country I possibly know from an adult perspective? You know, if my only adult experience is of South Africa, why then can I not serve this country?
Mvundo, this brings to mind another broader discussion that's also been taking place, I'd say over the last couple of years, but kind of heated up over the last week.
Mm-hmm.
The issue of foreign nationals working in tertiary institutions, right? Mm. And again, on social media, people make quite a big deal about this. But if we know the history of Africa, we know that the countries that were liberated first were actually better educated than South Africans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because our education system was based on oppression.
Mandu.
So again, why not take advantage of that?
No, it honestly is unfortunate that we see these kind of debates taking place on social media, where some seem to think that academics who happen to be from other countries on the continent should not be given the opportunity at our institutions of higher learning here. But even on the argument, ATM, that we shouldn't have naturalized persons actually ascending to the highest office, they base it on possible split loyalties. And like Sol said, that if you've displayed a level and affinity with this country, a level of love and patriotism, I think you should be allowed. For me, it's not even maybe we leave it at premier of a province. No, you can be the president. I don't see anything wrong with it if you are a naturalized person. So I don't even see this. Actually, I don't see it succeeding.
Hi, President.
President, yeah,
hold on.
This is a naturalized person. I honestly don't have a problem with it.
Hi,
President. You don't know.
Hi, President.
That's a very symbolic position more than anything.
Imagine. So here's the thing. It's a very silly example, right? Because a person will have grown up in South Africa. But his surname, for example, could be Changurai.
Yes.
Yeah. Now you got a president Changurai of South Africa.
Yeah.
Well, you had
Obama. Or somebody named Xiao Mei. Remember that ANC MP was born in China?
Yeah.
Xiao Mei Harvard. Imagine now you got a Yao Ming, and the president of South Africa.
Yeah. But again, on a more serious note, right? I agree with Mpundo that it should be intention that is looked at more than just citizenship. There are South African citizens who are not patriotic at all.
True.
Yeah.
Their very every true. Utterance mm-hmm. and move mm-hmm. actually speaks against what we stand for as a country.
Every exactly. forum.
Yeah.
Every forum, solidarity.
But those you people, I mean, even Elon Musk. Elon Musk is South African.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Obviously, he's, I think he's, his citizenship is Canadian, mm. if I'm not mistaken.
Because of his grandfather, oh, yeah.
yeah. But he's a South African. Mm. Born. Masabuya Jengambela, I take save my fate. It's time, I'm running. There's nothing we can do to stop him. And that guy speaks against South Africa all the time. Yay. So what are your thoughts? Give us a shout. 086-000-00959. 100%,
100%. Vuyo Zungula. My president is bold. Yes, he's on the money with this one because, I mean, we've already seen the Cape Independence Party. This is a movement, obviously, that can easily be, you know, increasing its membership. By some of naturalized people who come here as immigrants but eventually get naturalized. So, no, that should happen, actually.
The leader of the Cape Independence Party, he hasn't even got a visa, that guy. He's just here, Angie. Uvakashile.
Sizwe, this is Africa. This is not Europe or America. This is Africa. Yeah, we're going to have a loyalty. This is Kuluma Gang, management. My management positions, la you will get ukuthi ababa ne right to fire. Hamba uyilap, ubheke ukuthi who they fire the most and who they hire the most. So mina always say, hey, guys, it's difficult, but problem ukuthi abanayo loyalty at all.
Mm. Okay, we don't have much time, but let's expand on this, right? When we speak of loyalty, who are we speaking about? Because, for example, I could be South African and my loyalty cannot be to all South Africans. It's just to my people, my friends.
And your pockets, yeah. We've seen it a lot with South African-born politicians.
They're still not good for the organization.
At all.
Nkatlo Soli, Nkatlo Mpo, Nkatlo Fundo. They're all South Africans, but this thing is not equal opportunity for all South Africans.
We're betraying the country big time.
It's a big no. Let South Africans run South Africa just like all other African states. I don't see any South African running any position in other African states. Just look at what is happening with our soldiers. They can't fix cars. They can't purchase things. And the person who is responsible for the finances of our soldiers in South Africa right now is not South African. I think he is from Ghana or Zambia. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace. I'm sorry, but it's a big no.
Okay. But now, again, we need to just correct a couple of things. You are correct that the CFO of SANDF is not South African. But the shortage in the budget is not because of him. That's because of the South African government. The African government are the ones that aren't giving the budgets to SANDF. So if he's not given the budget, what's he meant to do now? And by the way, these problems precede his tenure as well. God, this actually looks so well as SANDF. Kona, mind you, we haven't even got enough radar system. We can't detect airplanes that are a threat to us. Yeah.
Guys, Mina, I strongly believe, in line especially with the National Development Plan, there is key positions that are of importance to that plan. Understand? So I think Uguti, before we address Uguti, ama foreign nationals can get up to what stage, I guess, positions of importance and power. Asqaleni address Uguti, what are these key positions? For instance, corner ama positions within the university structures that I strongly believe Uguti are of key national importance. And mainly those positions then must be held by South Africans. But nakhona, the government has done nothing to actually provide an environment that gets most South Africans involved in those spaces. So, there's a chicken egg scenario and a kubanzima. You can't even address it properly.
I actually agree with Mfundo. It's the intention that should be looked at for the individuals, but I would caveat it like you guys to only certain positions, influential like president, deputy. You know, shouldn't be included.
Since we observe a country, it's about patriotic, it's about loyalty. So if you have somebody who knows that somehow They come from Nigeria, but they happen to be here in South Africa by that law. Inloyalty is going to be split and dealing with issue regarding the country of origin, even though they were born or they happen to be South African. The loyalty will be split, so they won't serve South Africa 100%.
I think the ATM is fighting a good cause, because you can never measure the patriotism within a person, whether she or he's from South Africa. So to put somebody that come from the outside into strategic positions can be detrimental to the country. And on a lighter note, Mfundo says even the president, since Mfundo says Katela, but abathengi sanje country more coma, umdata ngakoma, so sayina coma affairs country gone.
Ew.
There is nothing wrong with naturalized citizens holding the highest office. The problem is they should be limited to not, you know, strategic national, you know, sovereignty and those kind of positions that threaten national security. I saw somewhere on the headlines last week on Twitter, we have a Zimbabwean or a Nigerian CFO in the military. That should never have happened at all. Never happened. You can limit them at premierships and, you know, DDGs, but not a DDG of Home Affairs. You must just limit them.
But again, tell me why it shouldn't have happened. It's a CFO. The guy's not on the field. Nothing. All you are relying on is financial skills. So now, why should you preclude him? Why should that preclude him, the fact that he's not from South Africa? Please explain to me.
There's everything wrong with that, guys. I definitely agree with ATM. Whether you like it or not, you always have loyalty to your country of your birth or your forefathers. No matter what, Zaire, Zimbabwe, if we had to have a Zimbabwean president, he'll always have loyalty split in between South Africa. Yes, they were born in South Africa, but uzokhumbula ukuthi noma napha eZimbabwe things are happening, and he'll by all means try to mental or ayenza amaplan ukuthi nje lapha ekhaya makube kahle, ukuthi noma sengisuka la the land of my forefathers must not be vanished, ingathanishi. So definitely I agree with ATM. Mauso EPR public office la uzowenza khona ma decision khona where you have the final say, I definitely agree with them. It's a no. Every other position, and Leia Sevasiti, they were only arguing that they are South Africans who are qualified to do the job, not Utabeko qualified. They were qualified, so why are they being overlooked?
I've got one word for all of you. Chidima Adineta. Chidima. If South Africans didn't want to be represented by a Nigerian South African who grew up here, all they knew was South Africa and etc., why do we now want another, you know, naturalized person to be representing us? Siko Onamus, why do we need a naturalized person when actual natural people of South Africa are there? I don't think it's a good idea.
So let me explain what the difference is. There's only one Miss South Africa, right? Whereas politics and the legislature is comprised of a group of individuals. So one person out of 400 is not going to make much of a difference. One Miss South Africa, though, out of the whole country. I get that one must be South African.
And to add,
that's why we even said the president, because there's only one president.
Only one, yeah.
Yeah.
And to add on to that, that's why when you see Tendai Mtawarira, we shout, peace, because it's in a team.
Yeah.
It's not like the one guy born in Zimbabwe representing South Africa.
If he was like playing, what's a one-man sport? Javelin. You see? Javelin, and he was there representing SA solo. You see now?
You think it would be a problem?
Wouldn't be a problem, but it's something different.
Yeah, well, we don't take pride in our javelin. Anyway,
something so totally different. I mean, we do throw it over the lines, though.
A CFO is a very strategic and key position. That man allocates and knows where the funds of key strategic mission of the country are going. So that's a very important and key position in the defense force.
Yes, I understand that. It needs to get security clearance, but they don't come up with the budget. The budget, the people that you should speak to about the budget actually is the government. And in the military, right, for example, let's say there's a mission that we need to carry out, so, and the mission is sanctioned already by the commander-in-chief. The CFO doesn't have any authority to say I'm withholding funds for that mission. Doesn't work like that. It's not like a company, this thing. You see? So, Mina, I don't see much of a big deal about that one.
All I can say is, if we can fix this in the constitution, this line, South Africa belongs to everyone who lives in it, then we can fix isn't coming to this topic.
Hear my tut.
When is actually over no Miss South Africa was in Nigeria and you are in the governor as in Nigeria. Hey, Nale is here for your CNDF. Hey, I wasn't aware.
So, not so long ago, there was a particular African nation about the South Africa that wanted a seat in parliament because they felt ukuthi they are contributing to our economy, therefore they need a seat in our parliament. And sama, and we said no. So nalana futhi guys, it's still a no. Aye, it's still a no. If you are not a national born South African, aye, hambe kaye. Ha mobile president yakini. But also I understand ngalendaba yokuthi kunabantu that came here as children. This is the only country that they know. In that case, maybe, you know, maybe we can consider. But aye guys, if uphumale hambe by president yale, sekele thina nenkinga zase South Africa, we can fix our problems. Yo, aye cha.
So, let me tell you something else before we move on to Plato. When I was studying engineering, so, Danelle used to visit us very, very often, like once every 2 months. And some of the chief engineers at Danelle were not South African. Even from apartheid days, we used to get our technology from Israel. So, for me, I'm very surprised that people turn around now and they say, foreign interference or foreign involvement in SANDF. Foreign nationals have always been helping SANDF.
I think the frustrations are because we've had a lot of troubles, you know, on the ground with some elements of foreigners, be it in our CBDs, Hillbrow, be it in our tuck shop with Pakistanis, be it getting mugged by sometimes as Zimbabwean, not that they're the only people who commit crimes. So I think that's where the tensions were. Well, you wouldn't find these elements in apartheid, for example.
And so you're worried that we are importing muggings?
Yeah.
The mugging skill is imported. You'd rather be mugged by a local.
No, I'm not saying that.
In-source mugging.
No, there's been a lot of problematic foreigners in this country.
I definitely hear you.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.